Good afternoon again. Welcome at the Pegas Nonwovens conference call. Today we will present the third quarter 2014 unaudited consolidated financial results. Let me introduce the speakers of the call, Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company, and Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call will be as usual. First, the management will deliver a presentation which is available on our website, and afterwards you will have an opportunity to ask questions. Now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon again. The third quarter was very successful for us. At the EBITDA level we achieved almost 12 million euro, which is comparable with the very good first quarter of this year. As a result, the operational items in the PL statement show strong growth compared to the same period last year. Behind these numbers are mainly the following factors. The most important was the contribution of the Egyptian line, which continues to fulfill the goals set for this year. Apart from this, our sales overall went very well, which led to the significant drop in the level of inventories of finished goods. We have also achieved some improvements in the efficiency of our lines, and we are now satisfied with their performance. In addition, the continuing weakness of the Czech crown also played its role in the third quarter. I would like also to draw your attention to the fact that we managed to significantly increase the share of technologically advanced materials on total sales. I am satisfied that this is a continuing trend which is founded on the successful commercialization of new materials in the last couple of years. Lastly, I hope that our shareholders appreciated the dividend of €1.1 per share, which we paid out in October. Now let me hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you. Let me take you through the key highlights of the third quarter and the 9 months of the year. Our revenues in the third quarter amounted to 60.4 million euro, which means more than 25% increase compared with the third quarter of 2013. The year-on-year increase was mainly attributable to the production and related sales from the new line in Egypt, as well as to very good sales volumes overall. The EBITDA figure for the third quarter reached 11.9 million euro, up by 36% compared to the same period last year. As was already mentioned, this very good result was mainly due to the contribution of the new plant in Egypt, along with the very good sales in the third quarter and weaker Czech crown euro exchange rate. On the other hand, the polymer prices continued to rise until July, and the pass-through mechanism thus had a negative effect on the third quarter results. Quarter three net profit of almost 9 million euro was up by 284% over the same period in 2013. In addition to the strong EBITDA figure, the net profit was also significantly supported by unrealized foreign exchange gains, which were due to the recent sharp strengthening of US dollar against euro. Now, let's skip directly to slide number 7 and take a look to the detailed statement of comprehensive income. The factors behind the growth in EBITDA were already discussed, so I would like to focus on the items below EBITDA. Consolidated depreciation and amortization for 9 months of 2014 increased by almost 20% to over 11 million euro. The increase in depreciation and amortization charges was caused by inclusion of the new Egyptian production line into company's assets in the third quarter 2013. The FX changes and other financial income significantly boosted the net profit. They were mainly attributable to the revaluation of the intracompany loans provided in euro to the Egyptian subsidiary in connection with the realized construction of the production line. The positive figure on this line is caused by the recent development in euro US dollar foreign exchange rate, when US dollar appreciated against euro by about 8% in the third quarter solely. We reiterate that this is a non-cash item and has no real impact on the financial situation of the company. Another item to mention is the interest expense, which decreased considerably in the third quarter. Here, the main factor was a lower interest rate due to the improved indebtedness ratios. In this respect, I would like also to mention the successful bond issue, which we realized a couple of weeks ago. For the bond issue, we managed to attract a very interesting effective rate of below 3% per annum, which will help us to further reduce our borrowing costs in the coming years. As for the tax expense, it remains stable compared with the same period of last year. And next slide, please. In the third quarter of 2014, sales of hygiene products continued to grow and their share held steady above 85%. Share of technically advanced products for hygiene application increased considerably and they are now making more than one-third of sales, the highest proportion in the company's history ever. If we look into the history, we can see that most of the growth in this field was achieved mainly in the last couple of years and relates to the successful commercialization of new products in 2012 and 2013. On the next slide, we can go through the revenue breakdown by geography. And the geographical distribution reflects the deliveries from the new Egyptian plant, which are directed mainly to the Middle East and are thus contributing to the strong growth in category others. Apart from this, the distribution confirms the company's steady focus on sales to the broader European area. Next slide, please. It's cost composition. The same drivers like in the previous quarter affected the cost composition in the third quarter. The drivers being the still rising polymer prices, which culminated in July, and their subsequent decline should be reflected only in the fourth quarter. Weak Czech crown, which had a positive effect on staff costs and electricity expenses in year-on-year comparison, and additionally, positive for the electricity expense were lower charges related to the mandatory support of renewable sources. Next slide. It's balance sheet. So as far as the balance sheet is concerned, I would like to comment on the following items. First, inventories. We have mentioned that due to strong sales, our level of inventories of finished goods decreased considerably. This decrease was, however, compensated by the increase of raw material inventories, and so overall figure for inventories slightly rose in the third quarter. Secondly, it's trade and other receivables. Trade receivables increased considerably quarter on quarter, mainly due to the fact that the very good sales were achieved towards the end of the quarter. Third, trade and other payables. Other payables at the end of the third quarter include a dividend payable in the amount of 10.2 million euro, which was due in October. And fourth is net debt, which amounted to 143.9 million euro. The split between the non-current and the current part of bank loan reflects our expectation as to the amount that we intend to repay in the following 12 months. In this respect, as we declared previously, the proceeds from the bond issue will, or to be more precise, have already been used to repay the long-term part of the bank debt and as such did not have any impact on the debt split on the balance sheet. Next slide. As far as the cash flow statement is concerned, I would like to mention the following items. First, change in trade receivables reflects the increase which is linked to very strong sales, mainly at the end of the quarter. Second, CapEx expenditure in the amount of 7.9 million euro includes the final installment of about 5 million euros for the construction of the Egyptian plant, and the remaining amount of about 3 million euro represents maintenance CapEx. Three, having finished the construction of the new Egyptian plant, we are now able to direct our cash flows to gradually repay our bank debt. This fact is now reflected in the cash flow from financing activities. Next slide, please. It's about CapEx development. As I have already mentioned, apart of the payment of the last installment of our Egyptian line, all the remaining CapEx relates to the maintenance. We have spent additional 1.3 million euro on common maintenance in the third quarter, which is in line with our budget. And now, please let me hand over back to František.
Thank you, Marian. I would just like to briefly touch on the outlook for the rest of the year. As far as EBITDA is concerned, the results achieved in the first 9 months of the year are in line with the guidance for the entire year. Taking into account the results and respecting the current developments in the non-woven textile and polymer market in the EMEA region, we confirm the outlook for 2014 and expect this year's EBITDA to grow between 12 and 22% compared with the results achieved in 2013. As for the CAPEX, we reduce our guidance from 12 to 10 million euro. The reduction of capital expenditure from the initial amount is due to a postponement of a part of the CAPEX into 2015. This is the end of our presentation. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Star and 1 if you wish to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Peter Puisalm. Please ask your question.
Hello. I have a few questions. Sorry, I was late for the conference call, so maybe you discussed some of the topics. Firstly, taking into account this lower polymer price now, do you have any intention of starting to build up inventory at some stage just to have it fixed at lower cost?
No. The price, you know, that's doesn't allow us to do that, and I think that we have very high inventories of polypropylene in our warehouses. It means that we don't think that it is the good moment for that. We could do that in 2009, but I think that the price level of polypropylene is totally different. Then we have our contracts with our suppliers, and it is difficult to get more. I think that there is some limited offer in the market as well. It means that we don't think about that now.
Okay. Then you managed to refinance your debt now in terms of placing the bond. What kind of interest expense decline we could, or financing cost decline we could expect from 2015? And also, what was the cost of refinancing? I assume this will be in Q4.
Actually, it was not full refinancing. It's just we refinanced. The amount is about 90 million euro. The coupon for the bonds is 2.85% per annum. The effective rate was 2.96% in per annum. And because the bonds were issued in Czech crown and we need to hedge it into euro, so we signed a cross-currency swap, so our total cost for euro funding is 3.1% per annum.
And how does it compare to the total cost with the debt that you refinanced?
It was fluctuating during the last period because it was depending at the, on the level of net debt to EBITDA. So actually there will be, it's difficult to compare to one figure, but as you can see, there was a decrease in our interest cost in the third quarter because we went slightly down with our indebtedness, which was reflected in lower interest cost.
But what date was the issuance of bonds? Did it already affect the third quarter?
No, the third quarter is not reflected by bonds because bonds we received proceeds from the bonds just in November.
But let's say if you take some average for the last 1 year, what was the cost of the debt part? Roughly, is it like 4% or?
As I said, you know, for me it's difficult to answer this question because really it was different interest rates were in different quarters. So.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand: is there any significant effect of the reduction of interest rate, or it's rather that you diversified the financing sources?
It's both. It's combination of both, of course, as you mentioned, that it is very important not to be fully dependent on the bank financing, and of course we utilize the situation on the financial markets right now where the interest rates are we can say very low, so definitely there will be some reduction in interest costs. That was the reason why we did it, but the diversification of sources was the second reason for this as well.
Okay. And then I noticed that in the cash flow statement, the working capital actually went up in the last 9 months. Do you see that this could be reversing at some stage, or it's mainly because of the Egyptian plant and kind of higher levels of operations?
As we mentioned, that there was the increase. There was an increase in, let's say, in inventories of polypropylene, which was mainly in Egypt. So we believe that we are focused to decrease our level of working capital in, let's say, this quarter and in the next year.
Okay, thank you. That's all from me now.
Thank you very much. Your next question comes from the... there are no further questions at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from the line of Bob Tramtota from JP Bank. Please ask your question.
Hello there, it's Bob from JMT. Strong figures, thanks for the presentation. I have one question, if I may. In the light of falling crude prices, do you see any impact? Do you expect any impacts to your numbers, to polymer cost? What do you think about the following quarters?
You know that there might be something, but something small, in the fourth quarter. But really pretty small impact. Maybe we can expect a bigger impact at the beginning of next year, first quarter 2015, but now we need to wait for the further development of in polypropylene prices. It means that okay, something positive in the fourth quarter, more in first quarter 2015, but it depends on the development, you know, and further development in this market.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key, star and 1 to ask a question. Okay, your next question come again from the line of Bob from Tromsota. Please ask your question.
Just one quick follow-up, if I may. I noticed there is no guidance for production in the third quarter presentation. Can you confirm your previous target?
Yeah, we can. We can confirm our, let's say, figures which we communicated.
It means 10% volume growth in 2014 comparing to last year.
Yeah, it might be like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue. As a reminder, it's star one if you wish to ask a question. Okay, there are still no further questions at this time. Please continue.
All right, if there are no further questions, then I would like to thank to both of our speakers, Mr. Rezac and Mr. Rashik, and I would also like to thank to all the participants who attended the call. And if you have any follow-up questions, please do not hesitate and contact us. This is actually the end of our conference call, and we wish you a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.